Good afternoon and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Tassius. I'm with you until 6pm, playing you the greatest tunes of the Eurovision Song Contest today on Sunday, the 16th of July 2017.
The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. No need to be making your mind up.
Tune there to start this week's episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. That's Ida Uno with One. That came second in Dansk Melody Grand Prix. That's the Danish Eurovision National Final in 2017. Yes, Ida is pretty well known in Denmark as she won season 5 of Denmark's X Factor. And after she won, she was signed to Sony Music. And her debut single, I Can Be, topped the Danish charts. Yes, that was back in 2012, that was. And that was her winning single, basically. And after that, in 2013, she released two other songs called Underdog and Maybe I Like It didn't do too well. It only got to number 36. But which we've just heard was a fantastic song, and personally my favourite from this year's Denmark's National Final. Certainly, it's such a good tune. Well, I hope you're having a wonderful week. Thank you for joining me. If you want to get in contact with the show, then it would be lovely to hear from you. You can email us, tutsexperience, all one word, at hotmail.com. You can like our Facebook page called the Eurovision Showcase. Easy peasy. And also, you can follow us on Twitter and tweet us at ESC Showcase. Now, each show that we do, I upload it as a podcast, so you can listen back to any of our previous shows, and all of the links are on our Facebook and Twitter pages, so you can find them there. And it'd be lovely to know that you're there listening in. Right, our next song takes us to the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest, which was the contest which really turned me into a diehard Eurovision Song Contest fan. I was literally infatuated with it. Now, I don't know if many of you guys know my story to becoming a Eurovision fan, but I did watch it every year with my parents or my grandparents, and we just watched it, and you know, being incredibly patriotic with my Irish heritage, that was one of the things that we always enjoyed looking out for, not only our own country here in the United Kingdom, but also seeing how Ireland was getting on. And obviously in the 90s and the late 80s, Ireland were doing particularly well, and so was the United Kingdom, of course. But as soon as 2001 came around, it was a completely different story, as Gary O'Shaughnessy for Ireland came 21st out of 23 with only 6 points. Ooh, evil. And the United Kingdom came 15th with Lindsay Dracus, which we came 15th this year in Kiev, to be fair. But even back then, I mean, it was the second worst result for the UK ever at Eurovision. But I think that, but it's climbing up the rankings now because we do so badly these days. But one of the songs from that contest in 2001 is one of my personal favourites, and I think it's a lot of Eurovision fans' favourites too, actually. And possibly, in Eurovision fan opinion, this could have been the winner of 2001. It's that good. So, we're going to hear Slovenia's Eurovision entry from 2001. Indeed, it's Nusa Dorenda with Energy. Slovenia, 2001.
Yet the closer that I get, you're farther away. One look, your body moves me. If for 1 second you'd remember me, then I would break free. Your caress, the sweetest part.
We are, guys and gals. That's Greece 1977 there from Paschalakis, Mariana, Robert and Bessie, a very catchy name, called Mathiama Sofech, which in English means lesson solve. Okay, there we are. Greece 1977. I think that's a really good tune for Greece. And that was their best result at the Eurovision Song Contest until 1992, when they again came fifth. Right. Now, our next song takes us to the Belgian National Final in 2004. This song came second behind Zandi, who eventually went on to win for the Belgian National Final. I represent Belgium in Istanbul that year with the song One Life. Well, before Eurovision, Belgium was considered the favourite to win the whole competition and received a good amount of pre-contest promotion. Zandi even sang the song in a Turkish version in a visit to Istanbul. But however, her performance was considered by many as poor and flat, which may have led to the complete fail during the voting procedure, and Zandi produced her Euro song performance with a few minor changes. But it didn't seem to help, as she only managed a 22nd place with only 7 points. Ooh. Second last she was, guys and gals. But the song came second in the Belgian National Final. It was really cool, actually, and I really want to share it with you now. It's from a singer called Natalia. Yeah, Natalia, easy peasy. I can say that easier. She was born in 1980. She's a Flemish recording artist. She's sold over 500,000 albums and over 1 million concert tickets between 2003 and 2015 in Flanders. While she's a major star in Flanders, she's well known. She's almost unknown in French-speaking side of Belgium in Wallonia. So she's originally from Geel in Flanders, and this is Higher Than the Sun, Belgium's national final song in 2004, which came second.
Like a symphony, you're like a epiphany. Boy, you make my love like burning high. som smeker ens. Jag är så lycklig att jag fann den, den lyckan som jag alltid drömt. Så kom närmare mig, låt mig värma dig. För att du finns, för att du kan, du leder vågorna mot land. Du river murarna mot världen. För att du ser, för att du förstår, nu lyser himlen där jag går. Du tar min hand och visar vägen. När du står framför mig, det ser sig allting som det ska. Så kom närmare mig.
Sonja Alden there with For That To Fins, which means because you exist or for you are, something like that. Yes, I'm trying to read the direct translation. I'm pretty sure, yeah, it's for you are, For That To Fins. There you go. So that was in Melody Festival in the Swedish National Final in 2007. Not doing too badly. Well, in the Swedish charts, it got to number 3, which is just incredible, really, to be honest. But Bobby Lundgren wrote the song. And, yeah, what a great song. Really good song. But really interesting fact for you. Sonja Alden was backing singer to Laura and the Lovers in the... what was it? The Eurovision Song Contest 2005 for Lithuania. Became, well, they ended up coming last in the semi-final. Seriously, did not deserve it in 2005. And actually, we might play that in a little bit. But first off, it's time for this.
You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM with Kieran Tuttiot.
Rob's random request. Yes, for any of you guys who know, Rob is my future husband in about a month's time. Oh, it's very exciting. On the 19th of August, yes. And we have two hats. We have a hat full of years. We have a hat full of countries. We pick one each out of a hat and we glue them together and we find out what song we're going to play randomly on this episode of the Eurovision Showcase. And Rob has picked the year 2013. And Rob has picked Georgia. Yes. Georgia participated in 2013 Eurovision Song Contest in Malmö, Sweden, and have selected their entry through an internal selection organised by the Georgian broadcaster GPB. Nodi Nadashvili and Sophie Gelovani represented Georgia with the song Waterfall, which qualified from the second semi-final of the competition and placed 15th in the final, scoring 50 points. Indeed it is. Well, Georgia was allocated to compete in the second semi-final, as we said, on the 16th of May, and the final, which was on my birthday, the 18th of May. Indeed. And the producer of the show decided that Georgia would perform in 15th, following Albania and preceding Switzerland in the second semi-final. And on stage, Noddy and Sophie were joined by three backing vocalists, Johanna Belbom, Lissidvaris Uranum, oh my god, and Hannes Martin Kegemark. Or Cagemark. Yeah, I think I say. So Georgia qualified from the second semi-final, placing 10th, scoring 63 points. So they just scraped through. And at the second semi-final winners press conference, Georgia was allocated to perform in the second half of the semi of the final, the grand final. And in the final, producers decided that Georgia would perform in 25th, following Norway and preceding Ireland. So Georgia placed 15th in the final, scoring 50 points. So in the second semi-final, Armenia gave him 12 points and Azerbaijan gave him 10 points. Well, there's a surprise. And then in the grand final, Georgia didn't receive any 12 points, but they got 10 points from Armenia and Azerbaijan, 8 points from Lithuania, and 7 points from Ukraine. So hardly got anything, really, to be honest. But in the grand final of the Eurovision Song Contest 2013, Georgia awarded 8 points to Ukraine, which was Gravity, from Zlatka Ogovinich. Dorians from Armenia got 10 points from Georgia, and Farid Mamadanov, who eventually came second for Azerbaijan, got 12 points from Georgia in 2013. So, let's hear the Georgian entry for 2013. Noddy Natashvili and Sophie Glovani with Waterfall, Georgia 2013, Rob's Random Request.
There's no me without you. Don't know what I would do. You're my heartbeat, I'm breathing because of you.
There's no world we don't touch. Dreams were turned to dust. You're the reason, the reason. Feels like a fire, like if I had wings, like I am sailing on a sea of dreams. Your love is pouring down on me, your mind. What a
state of bliss. Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Laura and the Lovers, Little by Little, Lithuania 2005. Heaven knows how that came last in the semi-final then. Bizarre. Right, it's now time for this. It's time for the Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday the 16th of July 2017. Now, according to weeblogs.com, they've got an article up saying that Turkey returns to Eurovision in 2018? Question mark. Yes, Serdar Berener, who won Eurovision in 2003 in Riga with the song Every Way That I Can, makes a bold claim during Instagram live chat that she says, I hope the one who will represent us will win the contest in 2018. Interesting times. Now, the Swiss national fighter Unsteidenscheidenshow, I hope that's how you pronounce it, is going to include an international jury for their contest next year, the Swiss Selection Show. Blanche, who represented Belgium at this year's Eurovision Song Contest in 2017, is about to release an acoustic version of the song called City Lights. Very exciting. Now, there will be a song called Body from Lorraine, who won Eurovision for Sweden in 2012 with the song Euphoria. It's the lead single of her second album, which is called Nude. Yes. Hey Mama, the Moldovan entry for 2017's Eurovision Song Contest, is now the most popular grand final song on YouTube as the Portuguese winner from Salvador Sobral slips into second place. Peter Almelov, who represented Belarus in 2009, is behind their Junior Eurovision song for this year. And finally, Norma John, who represented Finland at this year's Eurovision Song Contest with the song Blackbird, is just about to release a remix version of their song. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news on Forest FM 92.3.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favorite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, we are Sunstroke Project from Moldova, and this is our song, Hey Mama!
This is Svala from Iceland, and this is my song, Paper. Enjoy.
Hello, this is Nathan Trent from Austria. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM, and this is my song, Running on Air. Enjoy.
But I don't care, 'cause I'm running on air.
I feel the music with Forest FM.
Hi, hello, this is Salvador from Portugal, and this is my song Amar Pelos Dois. Enjoy.
Se dia alguém perguntar por mim, diz que vivi para te amar. Antes de ti só existi, cansado e sem nada para dar. Meu bem, ouve as minhas preces, peço que regresses, que me voltes a querer. Eu sei que não se ama sozinho, talvez devagarinho possas voltar a aprender. Sem fazer planos, do que virá depois. O meu coração pode amar pelos dois.
There's something so charming about that song. One of my favourite Eurovision Song Contest winners of all time. Really is such a pleasant song to listen to, and I hope you enjoyed it. Salvador Sobral, Amar Polish Deutsch, the winner of the Eurovision Song Contest 2017 for Portugal. Yay! Boa noite to all of our Portuguese listeners. Now it's remix time here on the Eurovision Showcase. We're going to the 2001 contest, and this is the winner, Tanal Bahadur and Dave Benton, with Everybody. And this is the Pierre J remix of Estonia 2001.
Come on everybody, let's sing along and feel the power of a song. Come on everybody, let's feel the spark that always lives within our hearts. Come on everybody and let it out and leave the moment here and now. Come on everybody, cause here's the chance to feel so light, to laugh and dance.
Come on everybody, let's sing along and feel the power swung one night on my own. Somehow the wind and the rain seemed to call out my name in the still of night. The sound that I heard was your voice and the words, oh, I knew. Softly called out again, I'll be home. Don't cry, my angel eyes, child of the morning. You and I will soon be together, my darling. Angel eyes, I'll be beside you.
There we are. That's Olivia Newton-John, Angel Eyes. That came second in the UK Eurovision National Final in 1974. And back then, the voting procedure for that was done via postcards. It was indeed. But what a great song that was by Olivia Newton-John. I love that song so, so much. I love to play it here. And obviously, my thoughts and prayers, and I'm sure yours are too, with Olivia, as she's dealing now with her second bout of cancer. So we're hoping and pray that you pull through, Olivia, and we're really thinking about you here at Forest FM. It's now time for our next regular segment. Yes, it's now time for Live and Kicking here on the Eurovision Showcase. This is a part of the show when we play a live piece of music from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest. Well, we've already played two songs from the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest this week. We are actually going to play a third now, but this is the opening sequence to the 2001 Eurovision Song Contest, which includes a live performance from the Olsen Brothers, who won the previous year in 2000 for Denmark, Fly on the Wings of Love. Well, they start off with a little bit of Fly on the Wings of Love, and then their brand new single called Walk Right Back. But we've obviously got some legendary commentary from the late, great Sir Terry Wogan. Enjoy.
Good evening and welcome to wonderful, wonderful Copenhagen, salty old Queen of the Sea. And here's a couple of old salts to get the thing going.
In the summer night, when the moon shines bright, feeling love forever. There's just one more thing I'd like to add. The greatest love I ever had. Fly on the wings of love. Fly, baby, fly, fly. Reach in the stars above. touching the sky.
That's old Jorgen and Nello, the Olsen brothers. This time, they've brought the Dagenham World Pipers with them.
Right back. Whenever you need me. Every time I feel so lonely, walking through the night, more and more I long to hold you, long to hold you tight. Knowing I'm still in love with you, hoping you feel the same way too. Walk right back, I'm on my way. Whenever you need me, I like to stay. Walk right back, you know I will. Whenever you call me, I love you still. Every time you say you leave me, I want a second chance. In my eyes there is no end, no end to our romance.
See those two old geezers again. You think those girls are really playing those bagpipes? This huge stadium, the Parker, 38,000 people. Cheek by jowl in here. You don't think this Eurovision Song Contest is getting too big for its boots, do you? No wonder you're thanking us. You've got a huge plug for your new record. And on.
Meine Damen und Herren, Ladies and Gentlemen, Mesdames und meine Herren, s'il vous plaît, give a warm welcome to your hosts of the night, vos conférenciers, Natasha Krone and Søren Pilmark.
Oh, yes, Natasha and Søren. Or as we know them, the Little Mermaid. And Dr. Death, this pair will kill you.
Good evening, Europe!
Bonsoir, l'Europe. C'est notre plaisir.
And our job to guide you through the night.
Safe and tight.
Willkommen hier in Copenhagen.
And in Danish. God aften til alle jer ude i parken.
It's probably a little early for you, but they're going to do everything in cute little rhyming couplets all evening.
There are 120,200,043 people watching.
Apart from the 17 without TV.
966 are wondering whether to go to bed.
And 38 are trying desperately to find something better to watch instead.
And 500,000 people are pouring coffee. Hurry up!
You're late! We'll give you 5 seconds. Yes, we'll wait.
Okay, time's up now.
And we hope that you are sitting cozy and nice. Somehow you probably think that we're going to wander off into Eurovision Song Contest history.
All the glamour, all the excitement, all the mystery. How many times this and that, wrong or right?
How we got from the beginning to this very special night. About Cliff Richard, Hallelujah, ABBA, Puppet on a String. But no, we want to hear the contestants sing. So, no boring details tonight, ce soir.
Okay, by me. Okay, pour moi. C'est tout?
Oui. Let's go. On with the show.
Let's start the music.
Let's start the fun. The Eurovision Song Contest 2001.
Not before time.
Ready, aiming, fire, gun. Nothing can cool me down. Wine on Venus, hot like the sun. Whoa, nothing can cool me down. Got my stilettos on fleek. Nothing can cool me down. See the shadows dancing on me. No, nothing can cool me down. And before the night is over, I'm a lot of sparkling like crazy. I'm your goddess on your knees. Dum, da, 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 da. I'm hot to the fire. What's it can cool me down? What's it can cool me down? I'm dancing like
Margaret, Cool Me Down. That came second in the Polish national final last year in 2016. And it should have represented Poland last year in Stockholm. Oh, it really should have done. Well, it's time for our final song now.
Tu me dis de regarder la vie en couleur quand il fait noir autour de moi. Sur le dos, j'ai traîné pas mal de douleurs. Toi, tu me portais à bout de bras. Non, 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 je n'ai pas toujours été sûr de moi. J'ai douté tellement de fois. Non, 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 je ne sais pas ce que je ferais sans toi. On dirait bien que c'est toi. On dirait que dans
dans ce monde étrange, on dirait que t'as toujours été là. Juste à tendre la main. Toute ma vie, je peux la passer à t'écouter. La douceur est ton seul refrain. Non, 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 ce n'est pas toujours facile pour moi. J'ai prié tellement de fois. Non, 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 je ne sais pas ce que je ferais sans toi. Bien que c'est toi, on dirait que dans ce monde étrange, on dirait que t'as toujours été
on
là.
Dirait. On dirait by Amir here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Yes, Amir, gotta love him. Well, he sang Je Cherche at the Eurovision Song Contest in 2016. Well, that's it for me, Kieran Tussiot, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more Eurovision glory. Find us on Twitter at ESC Showcase and like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. Au revoir. See you next week.
I feel the music with Forest FM.